Good evening and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Tonight, the poet sings. We'll listen to two beautiful works for voice and orchestra, one by Eleanor Remick Warren and one by Grace Williams. Between those two works, we'll hear songs of Alma Mahler. Eleanor Remick Warren's catalog contains 200 published compositions, most of which involve the voice and the orchestra. She enjoyed an international reputation, and her larger works received performances by important orchestras under such conductors as Pierre Monteux, John Barbaroli, and Alfred Wallenstein. An American composer and pianist, she was born in Los Angeles in 1900 and died there in 1991, remaining active until the end. After early study in Los Angeles and a year at Mills College, she went to New York for 4 years, where she continued to study and to work as an accompanist for singers from the Metropolitan Opera when they went on concert tours. From 1921 to the early 1940s, she toured the USA with singers such as Florence Easton and Lawrence Tibbett, who were among the many artists to sing her songs. Warren married twice and had 3 children. She combined her life as wife and mother with her work as a composer, vowing that each nurtured the other. Long after her formal studies were over, and having already established a strong reputation and won many honors, she went to Paris at the age of 59 for intensive study with Nadia Boulanger. Upon her return to Los Angeles, she revised several of her earlier works. In 1936, Warren's first composition using full orchestra, The Harp Weaver, set to a poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay, received its New York premiere at Carnegie Hall. It uses a baritone soloist and chorus also. We're going to hear a performance of it with Thomas Hamson, baritone, and the Polish Radio Orchestra and Chorus of Krakow. Although it is sung in English, and hopefully you'll be able to understand the text, I'm going to get you started by reading a bit of the beginning and several stanzas leading to the end of the poem. "Son," said my mother when I was knee-high, "you've need of clothes to cover you, and not a rag have I. There's nothing in the house to make a boy breeches, nor shears to cut a cloth with, nor thread to take stitches. There's nothing in the house but a loaf end of rye, and a harp with a woman's head nobody will buy." And she began to cry. Then later in the poem, "And in the deep night I felt my mother rise and stare down upon me with love in her eyes. I saw my mother sitting on the one good chair, a light falling on her, from I couldn't tell where, looking 19 and not a day older. And the harp with the woman's head leaned against her shoulder. Her thin fingers, moving in the thin, tall strings, were weave, weave, weaving wonderful things. Many bright threads, from where I could see, were running through the harp strings rapidly, and gold threads whistling through my mother's hand. I saw the web grow and the pattern expand. She wove a child's jacket, and when it was done, she laid it on the floor and wove another one. She wove a red cloak, so regal to see. 'She's made it for a king's son,' I said, 'and not for me,' but I knew it was for me. She wove a pair of breeches. Quicker than that, she wove a pair of boots and a little crooked hat. She wove a pair of mittens. She wove a little blouse. She wove all night in the still, cold house. She sang as she worked, and the harp strings spoke. Her voice never faltered, and the thread never broke. And when I awoke, there sat my mother with the harp against her shoulder, looking 19 and not a day older, a smile about her lips and a light about her head, and her hands in the harp strings, frozen dead. And piled up beside her and toppling to the skies were the clothes of a king's son, just my size."
"Son," said my mother when I was knee-high,